telling it like it is, giving you both sides of the story with common sense thinking. It's the Cats Roundtable.
Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Cassavetes here Sunday morning. Well, we have with us Dick Morris, one of the smartest guys I know. He was the advisor to President Clinton, advisor to President Trump, and keeps his ears on the ground. And what do you hear this week, Dick Morris?
Well, all week the Democrats have been talking about how the abortion decision that leaked on May 3rd is going to doom the Republicans and make this a Democratic year in the congressional races. And they've had rallies all over the country where young women are saying our bodies are killed and this is the key issue and so on. But I've been following the polling in the last 2 weeks, and there have been five polls that have measured how people plan to vote in the congressional election. And the Republicans gained in four of them since the leak of the decision and lost by only 1 point in one of them. So the evidence is that the abortion issue is not hurting the Republicans. In fact, it may be helping the Republicans because it's mobilizing pro-life voters. But I have another theory that's also interesting. I think that this is a fight within women's vote between young women and mama bear. Young women are more concerned about abortion and the abortion rules. Mama bear is more concerned about how schools are teaching kids about homosexuality and transsexuality and gender change and all that stuff in the second and third grade. And mama bear is outraged by that. And the issue of parent power in the schools is fighting the issue of abortion for the female vote this year. And mama bear is winning out, and my money is on her.
Understood. And you're going to be on today at noontime on Sunday between 12 and 1 on WABCRadio.com, 770 on the AM dial, and on your iPhone at the 77 WABC, right?
Good. Yep, you got it.
I look forward to it. I'll be listening to the famous Dick Morris. Thank you so much.